Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jumbo Brown. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jumbo Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Walters goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Johnson. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seeds. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Lazare moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walters. Lazare scores. Dickey moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Yankees, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey scoops up the ball and tags Cook for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. Walters goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walters. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Brown reaches second base with a double. Crosetti goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 4, Red Sox, 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Crosetti. Hodapp moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Seeds reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp scores. Jolly scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larry fields the ball and throws to more covering. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Seeds scores. There goes Brown trying to get to second. Lazzari throws to second, with Crosetti covering, who tags Brown for the out. One out. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Walters moves to third. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters scores. Cook moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Brown covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seeds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Seeds steals second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Walters hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Wilson Moore. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.